Suzanne Hunter for Suzanne's World of Arts and Entertainment for Brooklyn's Radio at Proms in the Park 2018 with the sensational singer Lisa Stansfield. Lovely to see you.
Let's hope I am sensational.
Oh, I've got no doubt about that. No. I saw you at Hampton Court Palace Festival actually a few years back.
That was fabulous.
Really nice. Yeah, absolutely loved it. I mean, all the hits were there. All women, People Hold On, you know, endlessly wonderful songs. And will you be bringing some of these out tonight?
Well, we've not got long. We've got 25 minutes, so there's a few. There's like 2 new ones and 3 old ones. You just have to wait and see.
No secrets given away now.
No, it'll be a nice set, though. It's a nice, exciting set. Yeah
brilliant, because you've got Deeper, the new album that's out. Fabulous. Yeah, love that.
Fingers crossed it seems to be going all right.
What was the inspiration for the songs for this particular album?
Well, I think it's really an album about love. And that's what I write about. I tell stories. I tell love stories. But to me, the whole essence of this album is the sort of... It makes me feel the way that I used to feel when I was getting ready to go out on a Friday night, putting my makeup on and putting a few tunes on that I like and getting my war paint on and going out and going to that club and being a queen, like the queen of the world. And that's what a Friday night is all about, and I think there are elements of this album that are a bit like that. It's the story of a Friday night.
Oh, brilliant. So everybody get off and dancing today then at the Proms?
Yeah, apparently they've had a few too many Prosecco's, so when I go on they'll be well up for it.
Oh yeah, they were dancing to Tony Blackburn, so he's warmed them up with Hi Ho Silver Lining.
You can't get
better than that. YMCA comes out every year. But of course, you know, it's all sorts of songs that you're used to, and you've also been involved in film as well, because you were in Swing. And what was the other film? Northern Soul, of course.
Yeah,
do you love a bit of Northern
Soul? Film.
Yeah.
Well, I loved Northern Soul when I was young. Yeah, I was too young really, but we had like a disco that we went to and he played all Northern Soul. But I loved that. And it was lovely that, because I've been friends with Elaine Constantine, the director, been friends with her for a long time. So she just said, oh, cool, what do you want? Just do it, be in the film. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So yeah, I'd love to do more.
I was going to say, because, you know, In All the Right Places, featured in Indecent Proposal, Robert Redford. Yeah, I mean, did you...
I sang the song, but I didn't play the part.
Oh, maybe Robert Redford. Well, we're getting on a bit now, but he's still fabulous.
Still quite fit.
Oh, yeah, he's still fabulous. Yeah, I wouldn't say no. Wouldn't we talk acting with Robert Redford?
No. But, I mean, what, just acting?
Well... Indecent Proposal. You can do Demi Moore's part next time in the sequel. So what are you looking forward to most about getting off on stage tonight?
Just the atmosphere, because I think it's going to be a really beautiful atmosphere, and the whole band are excited about it, because it is, it's lovely stuff like this, because everyone's there because they want to enjoy themselves, so it's sort of like you've won already because they're on your side. It's lovely.
Absolutely. And of course, this is the 8th studio album, isn't it, Deeper?
Yeah.
How do you find the process? Obviously it's very different being in the studio to being live. What's the challenges and joys?
They're very, very different, but I think the studio's lovely because you're creating something from scratch. You know, and it's wonderful to see the process of like something that starts off as like just a little spark of electricity in your brain, and then it's there, it exists, you know, and all these people have been involved. Like now today there are so many people involved in what I'm doing because of like a little spark of energy in my brain, and it's just beautiful that all these people are excited about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, you still get a thrill when you hear people chanting back the songs and the hooks coming back?
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean, it'll really make me feel lovely today, because one of our songs has been on Radio 2 obviously a lot the last month, so if they know the words to that song, that'll make me just nearly cry, I think, with happiness.
Brilliant. Well, I wish you all the best with the new album. Sounds like it's going to go down a storm today.
It's going really well, fingers crossed.
It's absolutely lovely to talk to you today, Lisa, and I wish you all the best with your performance today.
Thanks very much.
Thanks so much. Lovely. Lisa Stansfield with Suzanne Hunter for Brooklyn's Radio.